A massive new Dreamcatcher, believed to be the largest in the world, is now protecting the John Snake Memorial Multipurpose Grounds at Rama First Nation. Bob Williams, 60, has been making Dreamcatchers since the 90s. When he heard the Guinness World Record for the largest Dreamcatcher belonged to Lithuania, he was inspired to bring the record to his homeland. "When I saw a picture of the one in Europe, I said, 'That's not right,'" he explained. "It's not a Dreamcatcher because a traditional Dreamcatcher has feathers and that one doesn't." With community support, Bob Williams has built the world's largest Dreamcatcher in Rama First Nation. Supplied photo. In May 2023, while working with a 60s Scoop Survivors crafting group, Williams was encouraged to act on his dream of setting a new world record. He started harvesting wood and several community members helped him form the structure. He said local businesses, the community church, and the Chippewas of Rama First Nation jumped on board to help him accumulate the supplies needed. Originally, Williams hoped to hang the Dreamcatcher in a tree but was then approached by Chief Ted Williams and the Chippewas of Rama First Nation Council, who offered to install a metal stand at the powwow grounds. Supporting community member Kathy Manners is helping finalizing Williams's Guinness World Record submission this week. The size of the current Lithuanian record-setting Dreamcatcher is 10.1 meters wide. Williams's Dreamcatcher is over 30 meters wide and more than 18 meters, 60 feet, tall. It's estimated that it weighs 2,000 pounds. It is made from sinew, willow, ash, and rope. "There's 3,000 to 5,000 feet of sinew holding it all together," Williams said. "There's also probably 7,000 feet of rope." In 12 weeks, the Guinness World Records will officially recognize Williams's submission if it's deemed successful. Williams notes his Dreamcatcher is not yet complete. He is working on making it perfectly round and it should be fully finished within 2 weeks. He says he could have never made it without the help of his sister and the community. "It takes about 30 people just to move that circle around," he said. "It takes a lot of people to move 2,000 pounds. That's a lot of weight." Williams hopes the Dreamcatcher will remain at the powwow grounds for as long as it can be maintained. "We had a smudge ceremony for it," he explained. "There's an eagle feather up top and the feathers on the bottom are 15 feet long." Williams says the Dreamcatcher is for people of all cultures, religions, and ethnicities to enjoy. "Dreamcatchers are very spiritual for certain cultures," he said. "There are different cultures that see Dreamcatchers differently than us, so this is going to be very powerful for a lot of people." Williams says Dreamcatchers eliminate bad spirits and nightmares. "They provide a powerful energy," he said. "I've seen it work." Williams believes his record-setting Dreamcatcher will help to keep the Rama First Nation community safe.